And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And joining me in the studio, a bunch of folks connected with the Wearable Arts Show from the Greater Sitka Arts Council. We have Cammie Daniels, who's the director, and Jeff Budd, who serves on the board. And Joe DiGennaro is a designer and a choreographer. She's going to talk about the piece that she has planned for the Wearable Arts Show. Welcome to Morning Edition, everybody.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Well, you're here with one overarching message, and that is the deadline to sign up for the Wearable Arts Show is coming up fast as a train. Let's talk about that.
Want me to do it?
Yep,
okay,
go ahead.
Okay, so the deadline for the applications is February 22nd, which is pretty soon. And the reason it's a couple weeks before the actual show itself is we need to get the information. So the music is all prepared, so the program is prepared, so the MC is prepared, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we also would like to, when we get the information, I'd like to send it back to make sure it's all what people want. So that's why we need it in advance.
Okay.
And then the show itself, though, we'll have a dress rehearsal on the 10th of March at the Centennial Building. There'll be two shows on the 11th, a 2 o'clock matinee and a 7 p.m. evening show.
So if you are working on an outfit for the Wearable Art Show and you have not yet registered, you really need to do that.
Or at least let us know you're planning to so we can have an idea of how many folks will be there, et cetera.
Okay. And there are a number of regulations folks should know about. What are the major ones and where can they find a list?
Well, they find...
Cammie.
Well, the easiest way to see that is by visiting the council's website, and that is thinkartthinksitka.com. And on that website, you will find the application with all of those details.
Okay. Joe, let's talk about what you're doing. So the theme is Nine Lives this year, correct? And you have a pretty intense and involved piece that you're working on. Let's talk about that.
Yes. So I have three dancers wearing costume or outfits, ensembles, pieces of art that change three times throughout the dance. So three dancers, three outfits piece makes nine. And each outfit represents a stage in their life. So as we grow, we change, we try on these different lifestyles, we try on different selves. And so this is going to represent those nine people that they become as they grow up and find out who they want to be.
That is really beautiful.
Thank you.
I've got to say. So they're on stage and they'll actually be shedding pieces of their outfits.
Actually, they never come off.
Okay.
So it changes as they wear them.
That's intriguing.
It's quite a magic trick. And it's been quite the magic trick to create, too. It's been a learning process and a growing process for myself as well.
So this is your first experience with Wearable Arts?
It is. It was created while I was out of town at college, and I always saw it on Facebook and heard people talking about it, and I'm so happy to be involved with it for the first time.
Well, are you going to do this in the future, do you think?
I think I will. I think I will choose a little less involved project and maybe be more creative with my materials. Hearing about some of the other things people have made and the recycling and reusing, it's so interesting, and I would like to be a little more creative that way.
Well, this is a good opportunity to bridge to talking about what Wearable Arts is. And you might be out there and you might be inspired suddenly and able to work really quickly. So let's talk about what this is. What does it mean to create a Wearable Arts ensemble?
What does it mean? It means you should be thinking way ahead or have a really good idea and be ready to do it. And I think, you know, listen to what Joe said. I can't wait to see it. It's a matter of using your imagination. There's no wearable art can be anything. And it doesn't have to be recycled materials. It can be recycled materials. It goes on. You don't have to be the model. We'll find you a model if you need one. But it's wearable art. And there's everything from what Joe is talking about. Oh my gosh, there's been blue tarp dresses, pop can dresses. There's a guy that one time, the title of his piece was Tank Top. And so I thought he was going to have some kind of a tank top. Well, he had a real cardboard tank with the turret and the whole thing and the cannon and all that stuff. Then one time another person had a baby doll outfit, and I thought they were going to have like a little baby, like a teddy. But no, she had a dress made with baby dolls. So you never know what you're going to see or what you're going to get. And it's always fun to see what people, how they create it, what Joe's working on. And it's a family-oriented show, and the music's good. And if you don't like one particular outfit or act, then it'll be over in 2 to 4 minutes and something else will be on there. So it's quick moving, good music, and it's your friends and neighbor up on the stage runway doing amazing things.
So Nine Lives is the theme, and there are so many possibilities within that. Jeff?
Yes, ma'am.
Will you give just a little hint?
A hint for
what you're doing?
I'm going to do it again. Hint is, of course, I didn't make it, but I had Laura Kaltenstein Fabrications, who's made several of the different things. You'll have to come and see.
That's right. All righty.
Good answer.
That's great. So let's talk about the history of wearable arts in Sitka. When did it start?
Well, the reason we have it's Nine Lives is, for whatever reason, when we started, we had the first one was First Impressions, the second one, second time in First Impressions, and it's always had a number involved. And so we've done it for 9 years. Ketchikan's been doing it for 30 plus, I believe, Juneau, 15, 16. Wrangell does it. Haynes, during their fair in the summer, does it. Port Townsend does it. New Zealand says they're the home of the wearable art, but they've only been doing it 28 years. And believe it or not, maybe Ketchikan originated it. And they do a fabulous job over there. And it's usually a fundraiser for the Arts Council, that sort of thing.
All right. Cammie, this is your cue to talk about the Arts Council, what the organization does, and how important the fundraiser is.
Well, this is one of our most prized fundraisers of the season, and we are so proud to present it along with our partner, Alaska Airlines. There's also amazing sponsors, Search and Guardian Flight, among many others. But the council, it just works to further the mission of arts and culture within the Sitka community and enrich everyone's lives in that fashion by just bringing people together. So wearable art is what that is all about, and we hope to see everyone there and enjoy that community atmosphere together.
So now that I have you behind the mic, I'd like to welcome you to the Greater Sitka Arts Council and your new position as the director. Tell us about why you went for it. Mm-hmm. I know.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that warm welcome. I think it was definitely a matter of opportunity and good timing. And I just feel blessed that I was approached with the chance to give, you know, work with such amazing people like Jeff here and Joe and just everyone else. It just is a huge blessing in my life personally. And I'm ready for the challenge. So I'm just having a wonderful time trying to learn as much as I possibly can and build those important connections.
Okay, great. Well, we are just about out of time. Parting thoughts.
Tickets will be at Old Harbor Books 2 weeks in advance. And it's probably a good idea to get them before it's at the door because we've sold out, I think, almost every show.
Right. So that's March 11th is the show. That means tickets will be available very
28th,
shortly
something like that.
At Old Harbor Books. Okay. And what are the prices?
It is $20 for adults this year and $15 for students and seniors.
And it's going to be at the renovated Centennial Hall. What is that going to mean for the show itself?
I think there's going to be better lighting and possibly not so many. We're not going to have spotlights this year, so hopefully we won't blind the audience and the models. So they've been working on it. We brought a runway in there thanks to Mount Edgecombe High School, and they're setting up the lights, and we'll see. And the music will be good.
Okay.
And the sound system will be good.
Great. And Joe, good luck. Are you just about finished?
Oh, there's a bit of work to be done. Lots of fittings, lots of nips and tucks, and finite details so that the transformation goes smoothly on stage.
Okay. Well, we'll see you then.
Thanks.
Thanks, everyone, for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
We've been speaking with Cammie Daniels and Jeff Budd from the Greater Sitka Arts Council and Joe DeGennaro, a designer and choreographer, talking about the Wearable Arts Show. Call for entries. Last call for entries is February 22nd.